This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oyster or onion? Maybe a little of both. I'll have an onion with my oyster, please. 7 and a half of the hour. Monday has found us. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And now, Kara, I will start with you because the weekend has been, I was going to say, full. There have been a lot of political items. There have been a lot of demonstrations. There have been a lot of people in Washington and its environs, and the main studio for our originating network, Radio America, is in right over sort of the bridge, if you will, in Arlington. So that's considered part of Washington. Lots of offices are there of people that do business with Washington and people who live in that area back and forth. I think Friday during the inaugural, you either left early or you went around a different way because, and then I think you told us there also was a motorcade at 3 o'clock in the morning when you were on your way to the studio. So how has that situation changed?
The funny thing was is that I actually hit more traffic going into work at 4 in the morning than on the way home. So I was expecting there to be a bunch of traffic, and I was really worried that it would be bad on the way home. But there was no traffic. I guess everybody was already in D.C. and going on 495, the highway around the city. It was pretty empty. So maybe there should be an inauguration every day at that time because there was nobody on the road. So that was good.
That's how they drain the swamp, is get all those people out or get them in early and then everybody sits out. So what over the weekend are your observations of what happened? Encounter directly or just indirectly some of the people that were rounding the bend, if you will, in terms of their own self-control?
Well, I mean, obviously there were stories about protests on Friday that did not go so well, that were violent. They were planned to be that way. I am personally not a fan of that because a lot of those people are not from this area, and they came.
The usual troublemakers and cheap shotters. And
destroyed things, and my personal opinion is that when those things happen, they never actually affect the people at the top that they are meant to affect, but they affect the people who have to clean up the city and the people who work at the businesses that are destroyed, and those are just normal people who don't have any power to change things. I was at the march in D.C. on Saturday, and it was very peaceful. If there was any destruction, it was incidental just because there were hundreds of thousands of people walking. But, yeah, there was, I don't know, it was a united front, and that was fine. I mean, I would hate to have been a person who lived in the city. I would have acted like there was a blizzard and bought my food from the grocery store the week before and then stayed inside and not gone anywhere just because there was, I mean, there were people still trying to drive around and half of the roads were blocked or closed, so you couldn't get anywhere, and there were people everywhere, so it just wouldn't have been a good decision to drive around. But
your father works at Baltimore, Washington. My understanding is that you couldn't get a flight in. If you had decided on Tuesday, Wednesday, or any time last week to get on a plane, you wouldn't find one into Washington National, into Reagan, into Dulles. So National and Reagan are the same thing. The Dulles, BWI, all the three major airports were just so you couldn't rent a car. You couldn't find a bus if you brought a bunch of people in. There was that much traffic in and out the trains. Were loaded in and out for, and have been. I think even I'm told there's a friend of mine who has been there all weekend, and she was trying to get out early and couldn't. So I'm guessing the transportation in and out of there. If not, even without the protests, it would have been huge because of just the inauguration. People want to come in, stand along the roadway, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, the inauguration and all the balls that went along with it, it was just, a huge influx of people. And, I mean, even the bus services from Baltimore with just local people coming into D.C., I mean, there were entire parking lots filled with just buses that were waiting to take people back. So, basically any form of public transportation or probably even private transportation this weekend was completely booked.
Yeah. Well, there there is the element, as you suggest, that I'm one who supports protesting as long as it's something good or bad, something that makes sense to protest. People who lose it, oftentimes the same kind of people, just the nature of protesting brings out the worst and best in people, or scratch that, it brings out the worst in the worst people and the best in the best people. There are just people who are sick or stupid, or they're just angry about being, you know, there are plenty of people who are marching from lots of places around the world. Look at the people who are speaking. When I read the stories or looked at some of the video of these protesters who are all around in the streets near the Capitol for the demonstration, they were packed tightly, not only in Washington, but in New York, Los Angeles, in Chicago. There are lots of these around the country. And the things that were being said and the feelings that people have, I'm not going to get into that because I think that's a personal situation. There are a lot of people who think that it just is the end of all of everything. It's the end of the world, blah, 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 whatever. I don't see that, but I do. And I think that people who want to go off on what might be considered the deep end. What are you? You said you walked in protest. Are you just protesting the results of the election? What did you walk in protest for?
I was not really there. I mean, my biggest issue, I had a sign. It was not about Donald Trump. It wasn't about the election. I think what a lot of people there had felt like was kind of just over and over again, you know, for women, the decisions that they consider should be their decisions being made by other people and not them.
Where is there evidence of that so far?
Women's bodies over and over again.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm talking about now. Are you protesting the problems that women have had over the years, or are you protesting the problems that women might have under this administration?
A mix of both, I guess. I mean, it's not just Donald Trump. It's because, I mean, there's already talk about Planned Parenthood being, you know, funding for that being taken away. And,
well, that talk's been going on for decades.
And that's why they're still, you know, and maybe it won't happen, or maybe it will happen. But I think it's just a mix of women being together and trying to show their local representatives what's important to them, local and federal, just to say, you know, whether it's happened yet or not, I think it's good to be proactive and say, hey, this is what's important to me. That way it doesn't go away.
So you think that maybe the best offense is a good defense, or the best defense is a good offense? That is, in the chance that something may happen, all of the people who would be involved would know, wow, look at what was said already. We better not touch that. It's like Social Security, considered the third rail of government. Of government programs, so we don't mess with Social Security because it's a difficult, very difficult area to change. The people who vote are that age. The people who most voters, or at least in the past, many people your age have not voted. Hopefully that'll change, or is changing somewhat. I don't know that it did this time around. It did the first time that Barack Obama ran. A lot of younger voters, people first time out, were very active, and that was cool. It ought to be that way all the time. Part of the problem is that the government that is funding a lot of education, the protests, for me, if I were protesting, I'd be protesting what isn't being done or hasn't been done for a long time, not just what might be done now. But I didn't get that message by looking at all of the coverage of these marches, not only here in America, but on pretty much every continent. There were protests by people. But what are they protesting? The guy just got into office. And certainly those people overseas aren't protesting what, you know, the nuance of what our law is right now, because they don't know, nor are they involved. Some people just protest because they protest, or they don't like America, or, you know, any number of things.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely true that a lot of people were out directly protesting Donald Trump and the things that he said. And the only thing that I have to say about that is, you know, yes, he hasn't done anything, but I do think it's true. I'm a believer, and I feel like we work in talk radio, so I feel like we all believe that what you say is important and what you say has meaning. And I just, you know, whether he actually, you know, did the things that he has said, I think that he is a person in power when he was just a nominee, when he was the elect, and now that he's president, I think that he, the things that he says have importance, and I think that people are inspired by what the president says, and I think that's, I mean, I think you should be inspired by what your president says, because he's supposed to be a representation of your country and what your country stands for. And I just think that when we already live in a country where rich young men don't necessarily see repercussions, I mean, we saw that with a ton of athletes last year who either went to jail for a very minimal amount of time, even though there was a witness to them raping someone, we all know who I'm talking about, or
they didn't
see any repercussions. And
but that's not a federal,
athletes,
you see.
No, no, I know, but what I'm, saying, what I'm
area.
Saying is that when you have a president who has
spoken ill
who
in
has
that
spoken
environment.
That way, then I think it inspires people who already don't see any repercussions to think, oh, well, if someone can get elected to the highest position of power and say these things, then, you know, like, what other repercussions are they going to face when they're already
right.
That's not
good.
Facing them?
Yeah, that's well thought out. That's good. 18 past the hour. This is a good day.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO17 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Pam of Pam's Jam & Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit OfficeDepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You're listening to the Good Day program. Monday it is, the 23rd of January. I'm Doug Steffen. More on the protesters and the protesting. Certainly worth our time in the next half hour of Good Day, or it's now 21 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Here on a light and lively Friday. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, and J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, in the musical spotlight at the moment. She could be giving more life to a forthcoming Drake project. Interview that she gave to E.T. She said, quote, "He asked me to do a song with him, and that's what we've been working on. We'll see if it's on his next album," she said. Now, isn't this, she's supposed to be dating this guy, right?
Yeah, according to their Instagram pages, yes, but they haven't publicly confirmed it.
Right, and he's, what, 24 and she's 50 or something? What's the age difference?
He's 30 and she's 46?
Yeah. Good God, can you imagine a woman dating a younger man, 16 years? Wow.
I can imagine that. He's Drake is a little old for her because she's been dating like in the early 20s. So
yeah, I wonder why.
Because she can. She's got a lot of energy. She looks great. More power to her. Yeah.
A lot of energy is important.
We don't give any. We don't even look one bit at when a man does something like that. But right. You know, when a woman does it, oh, something must be going on there. Good for her.
Sometimes the women look at it and think, oh, do I want to do this? Okay, next on the musical block here, Lady Antebellum with a new single and a new tour announced yesterday. I never understood, maybe you can help me, both of you, I think we actually talked about this before, why she or it is called Lady Antebellum.
After one of the mansions.
I know, I understand that, but what isn't there, this is a one, the woman, her mother was on tour with Kenny Rogers.
This is fun to actually hear you glue this all together.
Yeah,
I have no idea what anyone's talking about. This is a three-person group. I'm going to help you out. Hillary Scott is the female voice that you hear. Hillary Scott is the daughter of Linda Davis, who was a country singer during the 90s. She duetted with Reba, most famously.
Touring with what's his face now? Right.
Who is now retired from touring. But yeah, at one point, she toured with Kenny Rogers. Yeah.
He's not retired. He just did his whole Christmas thing.
This is his last year.
He's done now.
Okay. Should have been done last year.
He's like 80 something, is he?
Now, the other person in this band, well, there's two, but one of the others is actually Josh Kelly's brother, Charles Kelly, who is Katherine Heigl's brother-in-law. Huh. There you go.
Good going, Jennifer.
Wow. Ah,
but all these connections. We went through the Clooney family, and now we've just gone through the Davis family or the Antebellum family. Anyway, my name is George Antebellum. How do you do?
So wait, can I go back really quick? What's Lady Antebellum then? The name, like what? That's a,
yeah,
that's
why
a house?
The name?
That's a mansion.
It just came from an antebellum mansion. It's like a southern mansion, basically. They call it the old antebellum.
Oh, okay.
Still doesn't mean, you're right, Victoria, that made me sad.
Well, I think they were looking at something, I don't know, they were like performing somewhere in the area where they have the antebellums. I think they needed a name for their band, and I think that's where it came from, something like that.
Then I'm going to call, I'm going to start a musical group, I'm going to call it the Manures, because that's what I see on the farm. How about that? Wouldn't that be a cool name?
Well, it would be probably applicable to the music that you're playing.
Crap, exactly. It's all crap.
All right, Quincy Jones, speaking of crap, is in court, dispute with the Michael Jackson estate, because the estate did this. My guess is that Sony Music did this. They sort of screwed around with the remake of the Michael Jackson production. I can't imagine Michael Jackson would not do this to Quincy Jones.
Right. I don't think so either. Yeah.
So under the circumstances, what's he looking for? What's rightfully his? In the soundtrack album from This Is It, right?
Well, yeah, the final film that Michael Jackson was a part of before he died was called This Is It. And Quincy Jones is saying that Sony remixed his songs and didn't give him any royalties for it. That's essentially what This Is It.
I can't imagine. Any scumbags in Hollywood? Come on. 28 past the hour.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Research has shown that erectile dysfunction is not only a sexual health problem, it can also be an indicator of cardiovascular risk.
A lot of the same conditions that are associated with heart disease and stroke are also associated with erectile dysfunction. So things such as blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, they all contribute as well.
Mayo Clinic urologist Dr. Landon Trost says erectile dysfunction is an important barometer for men's overall health.
It tends to predate issues as far as cardiovascular disease, strokes by about 10 years. And really what we want to get across is when you start to notice erectile dysfunction kicking in, that should be your early warning sign. And that should be the point at which you're making those lifestyle changes. If you do that, you may prevent the heart attack.
Dr. Trost says one of the most important changes is exercise. 120 minutes of cardiovascular exercise per week is nearly equivalent to taking a Viagra or similar medication. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit officedepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
The More Stories Department. It's 34 after the hour, 26 for the new hour. On the Monday overview, in this hour, I take an in-depth look at or listen. I use that term, and then when I use it, I sort of choke on it because it isn't a look at anything. It's a radio program. Oh, open a beer. It's a way for me to sound off and for you to sound off with me. How's that? On things that are going on. Certainly the Donald Trump inauguration, the fact that Madonna said she thought about blowing up the White House, which is just plain stupid. I thought, how dumb of somebody who depends on the public. Maybe at this point she has hundreds of millions of dollars, she doesn't care, but I'm turned off by what she said and how she did it. And I'm a big Madonna fan. For the most part, her music over the years has been something that's appealed to me. And she's been a character who's been very interesting and also has appealed to me. But at the moment, she doesn't appeal to me at all. And it isn't so much she didn't like Donald Trump. I don't really care about that. It's the vulgarity and the snide approach that she took. And I find it offensive. And I find it, in no short order, a reason to just ignore what she does from now on. It's funny how people turn on things like that. And I'm turned off by her and this. Will I get over it? Eh, I don't think so. I think at this point, I probably will each time something comes up about her. It's kind of like Taylor Swift. She's done to have gone over the top. Not that Taylor Swift was involved. I don't mean to imply Taylor Swift was involved in any of these activities over the weekend. And I don't, frankly, I don't know whether she was or she wasn't. Kara, who besides Madonna?
She was not, and she actually, people actually, and I don't really see the point to this, but people actually gave her a lot of flack for not being involved because she's been outspoken as a feminist, and so people thought it was odd that she was not there. But there were, yeah, there were a ton of like celebrities involved in the LA one. I don't know everyone. I know Ariana Grande, who is another singer, was there.
Wasn't Madonna though in Washington?
She was not.
Well, that was all here. Oh, really? I thought that.
Yeah. A lot of that was in LA. In DC, Scarlett Johansson, the actress, was speaking. Alicia Keys performed. Janelle Monáe performed. I know one of the speeches that is circulating the most was Ashley Judd.
That was pretty raw.
Yeah, I was going to say you would probably not like that speech either.
No, I don't
either.
Like that approach.
I have similar feelings, and I guess I don't know. It's hard to know what kind of protesting works the most, whether it's using speech like that, just because it grabs people's attention more.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's not really ever been the way that I go about doing things. I just don't really like talking that way. And I tend to not be a yeller, so it's kind of like that's not how I get my point across. So, yeah, those never really resonate with me either, but I know that puts a lot of people to action when people talk like that. So I don't know what the best way of going about it.
Yeah. All right. That's a good observation. The anti-Trump feeling has extended to every corner, every area, every aspect of what goes on in America, the pluses and the minuses. The Federal Communication Commission, which is supposedly in charge of the radio station that you're listening to, and I say supposedly because there's been a lot of pushing of incorrect buttons over the years, especially the last 8 years, regulation galore, lots of people messing around with things like net neutrality, things that are really not the purview. This is the purview of business, not the purview of government. So I thought it was interesting, the reaction to the appointment of the Republican who had been on the commission longest to chair it. And then as the weekend went on, there were stories floating around, and they were worrisome stories for me. A station that, well, actually there are, I think, are three or four of these stories around the country where the systems that are in place to bring in broadcast programming to a radio station were hacked. And the outside hackers sent down the pipe, if you will. This is stations around Nashville and Louisville, San Angelo, and a couple of other stations that I noted, a loop of a song about the new president, and there's just one F word after another F word after another F word, not very subtle, not very smart, and because of the way they got into these stations, it's a federal offense. So if someone wants to put a tracer and find these people who set the song down, instead of the programming that was there on this particular delivery system, there are some, most of the stuff was during the day, so 15, 20 minutes and the station management was able to shut down the feed. But in the meantime, because they're messing with a station that is in business in part to help through emergency broadcast, it becomes a federal offense, and whoever it is that's doing it, not only was it stupid, but it'll also cost them big time if they get in, you know, if the people who are at the FCC can go backwards and get into whoever's computer was that did this, then that'll give them a little something to think about for a few years in jail, probably. But that kind of stuff, again, what's the purpose? Why are you so angry about what? And the protesters that are going to face, look at the limousine that was blown up in Washington. Look at the things that were thrown through the glass at the Starbucks store. What the hell do you think you're accomplishing by that, except turning people off to the point of view that you're trying to make? 230 protesters were arrested, and they will be in court today, charged with felony rioting, and they ought to throw the book at them, as far as I'm concerned. Here's the background story on that stuff.
More than 200 protesters will face felony rioting charges after anti-Trump protests on Inauguration Day turned violent. In Washington, D.C., the sentence for felony rioting can be up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $25,000. During a series of arraignment hearings Saturday, a judge saw many protesters in groups of 10. Defense attorneys argued there wasn't proof that everyone arrested was involved with the violence, but each protester was charged individually.
So, this kind of stuff gets you nothing. There are a lot of people that listen to this program every day and have been for a long, long time. I think you understand my position on this. Pretty consistent, frankly. The whole idea, there were men more than women, actually, in this circumstance. I guess you'd expect that. Women don't normally do these sorts of things. The arrests were within a four-block area of downtown Washington. The chaos that was created by people smashing these windows and blowing up cars and stuff. Come on.
Yeah, this was a very interesting situation because apparently it was like super-duper organized. Everyone was wearing the same thing. People came specifically with hammers or axes to do the damage. It was planned through a Facebook group, and apparently they had lists of, I mean, I guess it was anti-consumerism was the point, and that's why it was in that specific four-block radius, and they had specific businesses that they wanted to target and then other ones that they were specifically going to avoid and lists of people who were okay with getting arrested. And I just, I don't know, I feel like it doesn't seem, I don't know, when it's so organized like this, it doesn't seem as raw or real. It's not people who are really going out and protesting against something that they have an actual issue with. It's it's people who just want to cause destruction. And I think half of them were from the Maryland, D.C. area, and then the other half of them were from, I think they said, like 23 different states across the country who had all planned to come. So, I don't know. I just have mixed feelings, especially when you go to, I mean, I guess D.C. is a city that affects everyone, the things that happen here, but it's just when you go to a city that you can just leave and you don't have anything to do with, or you're already planning to get arrested before you get there. I don't know. That just makes me feel kind of cringy inside.
Yep. It's pretty dirty, pretty greasy. Meanwhile, on what some would consider the positive side, one of the president's, the last president, President Obama's last decisions was to declare five new national monuments. And it goes all the way from a Birmingham, Alabama church that was bombed by segregationists to some forests in Oregon. Here are the backgrounders on some of these new monuments.
President Barack Obama has named a handful of new national monuments, and three have strong links to civil rights. The Birmingham Civil Rights National Historical Monument includes three sites, the 16th Street Baptist Church, Kelly Ingram Park, and the A.G. Gaston Motel. A white supremacist bombing at the church in 1963 killed four girls and injured several others. Kelly Ingram Park is where the Birmingham Public Safety Commissioner turned dogs and hoses on civil rights protesters. And the A.G. Motel was a meeting place for segregation protesters in the 60s. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. even stayed there at one point. In Anniston, Alabama, the Freedom Riders National Monument honors a group of segregation opponents who were attacked on a bus in 1961. The third Civil Rights Monument has several sites in Beaufort, South Carolina, where emancipated slaves created a community during the Reconstruction era. Obama said in a statement that the monuments are meant to preserve critical chapters in our nation's history from the Civil War to the Civil Rights Movement.
All right, also on Friday, El Chapo showed up in jail. We'll have that info for you in a moment or two here as we discuss what's going on in America and around the world from our point of view. It's 44 past the hour.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen. Most of you know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating. Super beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I've ever seen. Why is that? Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates that convert to nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates, specifically helps support healthy blood flow and circulation. Super beets works three times faster to give you the results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and the stamina it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order in regular or black cherry flavor, plus a free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping as well, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
And you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized at Staples. Visit staples.com/coupons and get your coupon for 20% off select office supplies.
Applies to regular priced items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Excludes ink and toner. Restrictions apply. It's 129.17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of the difference. See store at staples.com for details.
How did you sleep last night? Did you have a restless mind, toss and turn, and wake up tired? I'm Sasha Stevens, renowned author and sleep therapist, and I'm here to tell you that deep, restful sleep is possible again. My own personal battle with insomnia led me to find the solution, and I've changed the lives of thousands with my revolutionary program, Sleep for Life. Sleep for Life is a powerful, effective way to transform the way you sleep safely and naturally without risky medication. It can alleviate tossing and turning, and even chronic insomnia. I will help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer every single night. Go to sleepforlife.com now to start my audio program, risk-free for a full 30 days. I personally guarantee you'll experience better sleep after 30 days or it's free. Let me prove it to you. Go to sleepforlife.com for your risk-free trial. That's sleepforlife.com, sleepforlife.com.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
You'll recall last Friday we were talking about El Chapo being extradited to the U.S. at the same time the inauguration took place. So Joaquin Guzman Loera, also known as El Chapo, appeared in federal court to make a plea. Here's the story.
Infamous drug lord El Chapo pleaded not guilty to over a dozen counts in a New York federal court on Friday. Joaquin Guzman Loera, who often goes by his Spanish nickname, was extradited to the U.S. earlier this week. He faces 17 charges that allege he ran Mexico's Sinaloa cartel from 1989 to 2014. During that time, the cartel imported more than 200 metric tons of cocaine to the U.S., along with heroin, methamphetamine, and marijuana. Guzman has also been charged in connection with the assassinations of thousands of competitors. The Justice Department estimates Guzman smuggled $14 billion in narcotic sales from the U.S. and Canada back to Mexico. If convicted, Guzman faces life in prison. Prosecutors took the death penalty off the table during negotiations because Mexico is against capital punishment.
So what? Who cares what Mexico wants? During the court appearance, he was asked by the judge if he understood, and he said, "Si, señor." All right, so there's Guzman and his problem. Hello to the folks in Springfield, Missouri today, Salisbury and Ocean City, Maryland, Beaumont, Port Arthur, Texas, Savannah, Georgia, Montgomery, Alabama, Peoria, Illinois, Lake Charles, Louisiana, Albany, Georgia. Hi. Welcome to the Good Day program at 10 before the hour.
All right, guys.
Studios. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Let's welcome in Dr. Mia Finkelstein, who is a board-certified family doctor, 20 years of experience practicing at MedStar Physician Partners, St. Clemens Medical Care in Maryland. She is here to talk about some of those resolutions, those health-based resolutions that you are not doing as well as you ought to. A lot of people make these, Dr. Finkelstein, and they break them. So you have some ideas and strategies for having people stay healthy. Let's get to that. And welcome. Glad to have you here.
Okay. Thank you for having me on your show. So I usually tell my patients who I see through Live Health Online that it really shouldn't be about new resolutions, but instead think about it as if you're updating your life in a more manageable way. You know, I find that people, as you're alluding to, you know, set themselves up for failure by, thinking they need this total transformation, when in reality, maybe they can just incorporate something simple into their daily routine or something that they're already doing. Maybe they can do it better. You know, for example, you know, you want to eat healthier foods. Well, what about a handful of nuts on a daily basis? We know that's good for you. Or eating those green leafy vegetables more consistently. When it comes to sleep, which we also know is very good for your health, try to get regular sleep. You know, make that a goal. I bet you will look better and feel better because of it. And then, of course, there's exercise, which is probably top on everybody's resolution list. But I think we need to face the fact that not everybody likes going to the gym, and not everybody gets to the gym on a daily basis. So learn some ways that you can maybe, you know, get some exercise at home. For instance, I talk a lot about floor exercises and using your own body weight to maintain your strength while you're developing balance and flexibility, which are wonderful things for your health. So, you know, really just trying to make you feel less guilty when you don't do the things that you set out to do and be a little more realistic about it.
I'm more realistic. I'm an exerciser and doing more of it all the time. But you know what goes along with it is stretching. That's something that a lot of people don't understand. If you're going to do a lot of really serious work on your body, you better know how to stretch it out, because otherwise there are things that can get hurt, right? If you're really going to be serious about all this.
Yep, that's a good point. Absolutely. You want to stretch things out. That's right.
What's Live Health Online? You mentioned Live Health Online. What's that?
Well, Live Health Online is an ability to have a live video visit with the use of your smartphone, a tablet, or a computer with a webcam, and you can connect on your terms, you know, when it's convenient for you, with a U.S. boarded certified doctor like myself or a licensed therapist, again, when it's convenient for you. And the doctors who use Live Health Online can help with common ailments and questions that you may have about your health. For instance, this time of year, we're starting to see a lot of people calling with flu symptoms or cold symptoms. The stomach bug has been around, eye infections, as well as skin infections, to name a few. And then we can diagnose or help diagnose, come up with a treatment plan, and in most states even write a prescription if needed. We always, you know, will recommend that you print out a copy of that note to bring to your primary care physician, but it's a great, very convenient tool to use. And of course, before you use it, you need to register for Live Health Online. So that's one way you can stay on track with some of your resolutions, is to register now, maybe while you're well, so that when you do get sick, or if you go on a trip, let's say, and someone in your family gets sick, you have it already, and literally with a click of the button, you can connect with a doctor of your choice, live video. We are available 365 days of the year, 24/7, including holidays. So we tend to be there when your doctor isn't. And some of the upcoming things that are in the works for 2017 through Live Health Online are exciting and can help you stay on track as well. For instance, we have a weight management platform now coming up where you'll be able to connect with a registered dietitian or a licensed nutritionist, as well as some breastfeeding support with certified lactation consultants. So much coming in the future.
Yeah, there's this whole business about having a good, strong immune system, enhancing your immune system, is something else that I think people are. It's about being preventative and smart.
Absolutely.
And it looks to me like you can find that Live Health Online. And the website is it livehealthonline.com?
That is correct. For more information, go there and make 2017 the year that you have your first telemedicine visit.
There you go. Telemedicine, man, there we go. We're off running for the new year. Mia, thank you. Dr. Mia Finkelstein is here with some ideas. It's livehealthonline.com for you to figure out how to use it. Get one more app on your smartphone.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2, multi-packs count.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.